The Academic, it's Bear Claws, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. You can text us on 087-4100-102, and Alan Ryan has done that. He's WhatsApped us, because you can WhatsApp on that number as well. A cool picture. He says, heading to my Halloween party in my Batmobile with Robin on my shoulder, and he's going to the Nagel Centre, Cashel in Tipperary. Looks like a brilliant outfit, in fairness. He's dressed his wheelchair up completely as a Batmobile.
It has been pimped, yeah. 100%.
It's amazing.
Very spooky. Enjoy that. And we are certainly going to enjoy going to Galway. Always good fun. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Roisin Dubh tomorrow morning. We're going to have Colin Farrell on the show, and we're going to have a gang of comedians who are all in town for the Vodafone Comedy Carnival. You can check it all out on VodafoneComedyCarnival.com. And one of the comedians performing at it is a girl called Katie Brand. She has done loads and loads of television. She had her own show, Katie Brand's Big Ass, on ITV2. She's been on all the major comedy shows. And she's an author as well, and a very good impressionist. And she is on the phone now. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
We're delighted to talk to you, mainly because you are playing in a venue in Galway for the Vodafone Comedy Carnival that even Irish people can't pronounce.
Oh, so glad you said that. I've been feeling really bad and feeling like I really shouldn't mention it.
Can I be slightly cruel and ask you to just have a go?
And Tabir Hydrak.
It's pretty close.
Now, every other interview I've done for this, the DJ has kindly just said it for me without me even having to try. But I can see this is a very different sort of show.
Because earlier on I was saying that I am doing a show in the same venue and I can't pronounce it either. And the best stab is Antyrk.
Well, yeah, no, because somebody did text in on the show and give a phonetic spelling to Dermot.
Ah.
So you can try a little bit of tithe at the start, and tithe. You can just throw yark in at the end.
Okay,
tithe yark.
And tithe yark.
There you are. Spot on.
Yeah.
You're fluent.
Thank you. Finally, I can properly promote my show.
There you go. Are you excited about coming to Galway, and have you been before?
I'm very, very excited. I genuinely am. I've been once before when I was a teenager, when we went on a little family trip to Dublin, and my parents decided it would be a good idea to drive to Galway and back from Dublin in a day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, now is totally fine because we've invented something called motorways, but not always.
It was very, very picturesque, and it was very beautiful outside of the car. Inside of the car, there was a degree of tension. We got out of the car in Galway, had about 20 minutes to go, this is very beautiful, and then we had to get back in the car and drive back again.
That sounds like most school tours we've had here over the years.
But I'm looking forward to getting back and actually seeing it.
That neck of the woods, of course, is where Chris O'Dowd is from. Mm-hmm. Graham Linehan is from Dublin. And, of course, is this true that you are good friends and indeed school friends with Jen from the IT crowd, who obviously has a name, Catherine Parkinson?
Catherine Parkinson, very good friends. I've known Catherine for nearly 20 years now. So, and actually, funnily enough, Chris O'Dowd used to come to our house. Catherine and I shared a house in Brixton when they were drama students together.
Right.
And he used to pop in and entertain us and drink all our booze.
Standard Irishman abroad. In fairness,
I know you've impersonated on telly people like Amy Winehouse and Adele and Lady Gaga and even Angelina Jolie. Do you bring them to your stage act?
Not at the moment. No, I'm not doing any of that kind of stuff. I am myself. I'm doing stand up, and I will tell you some extraordinary, cringe-inducing, hopefully funny, hopefully interesting, and slightly extraordinary, weird stories. Me being a teenage Christian.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the name of the show. Is definitely an eye grabber. I was a teenage Christian. But you were, and not through. Usually in these things, it's like I was brought up this way, but you decided yourself to become an evangelical Christian.
Yes, in defiance of my parents' wishes, I think I became a fundamentalist Christian. They were horrified.
Don't you hate
horrified
liberal parents and what you're forced to do as a result?
What are you supposed to do? I think there's a name for it now. Sappy syndrome after Absolutely Fabulous.
All
where
right.
If you've got quite liberal parents, then you've got nothing left to do but become extremely right-wing and reactionary and judgmental, which is what I did. And I got into it. I went the first time when I was 13 with a friend. It was kind of a happy, clappy church. I had an experience of the Holy Spirit, which I still can't explain, which I talk about more in the show, and also fell madly in love with the hunky guitar-playing Christian rock band worship leader, who I basically spent the next 7 years unsuccessfully pursuing, which is also quite a big part of the show as well.
And when did you give up on that as a way of finding your centre?
I did a theology degree. I always like to say a theology degree saved me from Christianity, but it is partly true. I was interested in it all, but my church, my type of church, frowned a lot on kind of, you know, critical study of the Bible. They sort of thought it was a waste of energy because there were souls to be saved and we really oughtn't to be wasting our time on doing right. that sort of thing. So I started to study it a bit in my own time. They didn't like that. So I found myself cut out from things, excluded more and more, and sort of thought of as a bit of a troublemaker. And it came to a head when I was 18, when they tried to ban Harry Potter. They tried to start a petition to ban Harry Potter, because it was about witches and wizards and therefore the occult and the devil, and I wouldn't sign the petition. So right. I like to think that I have played some small part in J.K. Rowling's success. Maybe my signature would have tipped the balance.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Could be. Who knows?
Have you ever met Daniel Radcliffe? Have you had the chance to say to him how much he meant to you?
How much he owes me. How much he meant to me. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I have not had that opportunity, but he's very small, so maybe I've met him and not realised.
Look, we can't wait for you to come over to Ireland and Galway in particular to just hang out and have fun, and of course do your comedy. We can't wait to see you doing it live on stage.
Now, Katie, what is the name of the theatre?
Antivir,
yes! Morning, Colin! Colin is farcing down.
Absolute pleasure to talk to you, Katie. We'll see you in Galway.
Looking forward to it.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's Katie Brand there. You can drop us a text today, 087-4100-102, or you can email Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com.
And you can catch Katie playing at Antivyark Theatre on Saturday, October 28th, 7 p.m. That starts. And for her and any of the other comedians you want to see on the bill, VodafoneComedyCarnival.com. And we'll be doing our show live from Galway tomorrow morning.
And don't forget, you keep forgetting tonight. You remember you're doing a show tonight?
Well, we're trying to plug other comedians, Dave, not our own show.
I don't know what you're doing. I'm plugging our own show. And also, from one Katie to another, here's Katy Perry on Today FM.